Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Chaf Hei in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is an absolutely fascinating one. It is also one which is confusing for many, leaving aside the political arena, which can always create more confusion, but even within the most basic sources in Chazal, and that is the topic of when a rabbi seems to have made a mistake. Bezras Hashem. Right now, what we will try to do is outline the basic makoros, one of which, of course, emerges from our Gemara, and in as much we could clarify and quote the most basic sources on the issues that relate to the basic principles of Emunas Chachamim and Piske Halacha, Ze Yescharenu, that in itself would be an important addition to today's daf. Today's daf says a very important rule, which emerges from the dramatic story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mo'atoin, atem afilu shogigim, that when Bezin sanctifies a new moon, then that sanctification is binding, even if it's based on an error. Does that mean every time a Rav makes an error, that the Psak is binding? Is Kiddush HaChodesh a prototype that can be applied to other cases? Are there limitations to this rule of Kiddush HaChodesh? And what is one's appropriate action when it seems that when a Shaila was asked that the Rav had made a mistake? Before we deal with our Gemara, let's deal with the most famous Makar, a Pasuk. Torah Kedosha tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Osasam min hadavar asher yericho yerucha yiminu smal. You're not supposed to sway from the words of Chachamim, whether to the right or whether to the left. The Sifri comments on this pasuk, Afilu im omrim lecha,
al yamin shu smol v'al smol shel yamin. Some have the girsa, for example, the Ramban, and many point out that this is the correct girsa in the Sifri, Afilu mar'in be'einecha, al yamin shu smol. It appears to you that what they're claiming is the right is really the left. At first glance, this seems to echo the theme that whatever the Chacham say is binding, even if it's incorrect. Possibly along the lines with the Gemara in today's daf, Atem Afilu Shogigin. And in fact, some have argued that this is the position of Rashi. Rashi's Lashon is absolute in Parsha Shoftim. Afilu Omer Lecha Yamin Shu Smol, Val Smol Shu Yamin. The Perish Nachlas Yaakov, the great Shailos Uchuas Masas Binyamin, connects the Rashi to our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that one is required to follow the words of the Chachamim, and it's considered binding, even if you know that they're in error. However, this opinion has a very strong kasha that it needs to stare down. And this is quoted by the Ksav in the Kabbalah, and I've heard this point from our great Rebbe, Rav Herschel Schechter, a few times, and many have argued that the Ramban makes such a point as well in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Gemara in Horius and Daf Beis and Mebeis seems to contradict the simple reading of the Sifri. The Gemara in Horius tells us that the halacha is that someone who made an error in a halacha, for example, in Isur Lav, of eating fats that are prohibited, based on the fact that a chacham told him it was mutter, does not have to bring a korban. However, the Gemara goes on to say, if the individual who made the error was a Talmud shehigia la'ara, someone who has reached the stage of psak halach himself, and he believes that the Bezdin had made an error, then in such a case, he has a requirement to subsist from the meat that they said is mutter if he believes it's aser. And if he doesn't, so then in such a case, he has to bring a korban. The Ramban, in his Perish al HaTorah, does not mention this Gemara. However, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shoresh Aleph, the Ramban does. After he quotes this requirement based on the Sifri, and quoting our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban says there's one caveat, and that is that if an individual thinks that the Sanhedrin has made a mistake, he has a requirement to go and inform the Sanhedrin its mistake. Rav Yitzhak Tversky, Zichrono Livracha, the son-in-law of the Rav, Rav Meir Tversky Shlita's father, in an article in the Beis Yosef Shul, that's the Kol HaElyon Journal of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, if I'm not mistaken, volume 3, points out that what the Ramban might be driving at is a very important rule in regards to halacha. And that is described in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara differentiates between a dayan who makes a mistake, who's toeh bidvar mishnah, versus a dayan who's toeh b'shikul hadas. If a dayan makes an error where he paskins chelev is mutter when it's clearly aser, and he just forgot the mishnah, then in such a case, that psak is not binding. That psak is immediately overturned. And that, argues Rav Tversky, is a requirement to consult in the Sanhedrin. The requirement of the individual that the Gemara in Horio says that he's not allowed to listen is because it's considered Tobidvar Mishnah. If someone says the Chelev is Mutter, then they've got a Pasuk wrong. If they've defined the Chelev incorrectly, they've got a Mishnah wrong. Then, of course, you're not allowed to listen to him. However, if the Sanhedrin has made a decision of B'shikul Adas, they've weighed all of the variables, and nevertheless, they came to that decision. So then in such a case, if the Sanhedrin has outvoted that Talmud, so then in such a case, the halacha follows the majority, and that individual has to follow that psak. Many point out that the Ramban quotes the Sifri differently than Rashi. Afilu marin be'enecha. It appears in your eyes that the psak would be different. Not that it was a toh b'dvar mishnah, but rather it's a tos b'shikul hadas. Rav Shechter, in a very important shir this past year in regards to the subject of Das Torah, discussed this Ramban and therefore came to the conclusion that a psak of a rav, which is clearly an error, then the Gemara in Horios tells us one is not allowed to listen to it. It seems from Rav Yitzchak Tversky, Zichrona Livracha, that this would apply to the halachic category of a tos b'shikul hadas as opposed to a tos b'dvar mishnah. Rav Elchanan Wasserman points out that our Gemara, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, is an anomaly. There the Gemara says, and Maritz Chias even asks this as a question on the Ramban, there our Gemara said, Atem afilu mutan, even if you know for sure, Rabbi Yoshua claimed that he knew for sure that Rabbi Gamliel had erred, nevertheless, Rabbi Yoshua was required to show up and violate his Yom HaKippurim. The Nachlas Yaakov, actually in advancing Shitas Rashi, points to our Gemara and equates Kiddush HaChodesh to the case of the Sifri. However, this is not the tradition that Rav Elchanan followed, nor the tradition that Rav Shechter followed. And that is, Rav Elchanan himself points out that our sugya might be a major exception. The halacha by Kiddush HaChodesh, Rav Elchanan Wasserman points out in Divrei Sofrim, Simin Hei, Os Chaf Gimel, is such that even if later on the Edom are proved to be Zomimim, proved to be liars, nevertheless, once Bezin was Mekadosh HaChodesh, that's binding. Rav Elchanan points out that that is not so when it comes to other cases of judgment. Bezin is required to reverse its decision when they find out the Edom have lied. This leads Rav Elchanan to come to the conclusion that our Gemara is not the approach, not the appropriate approach in terms of dealing with an error of the Chachamim. If the Chachamim make an error, and it's a toh bidvar mishnah, then in such a case, the error is not binding. Kiddush HaChodesh is the one exception. If it's a tos b'shikul hadas, so then, like every case of halacha, where there is a question of shikul hadas, which means that there needs to be an assessment, each chacham based on his knowledge and his judgment to decide whether the mishnah that says aser is the relevant mishnah, or the Mishnah that says Mutter is the relevant Mishnah, in such a case, then we follow the rules of Sanhedrin, and ultimately then the rules of Acharei Rabim Lahatos, where the majority opinion is followed. Obviously today, there are times where it's difficult to assess the majority opinion. It's difficult sometimes to assess which opinion of the poskim to follow, but that is not the issue of today's halacha topic. Today's halachic topic is the idea and the discussion of whether a Rav can err. The answer is yes. The basic category that one could use is the distinction between Tolos Bidvar Mishnah versus Tolos B'Shikul Hadas. If someone is Ro'i L'Hara, he is required to disagree with Tolos B'Shikul Hadas. Excuse me, Tolos Bidvar Mishnah. He's required to disagree with Tolos Bidvar Mishnah. And he's not allowed to follow that psak, even if the majority is following it. In contrast to a Shikul Hadas issue, then that would be different. There the halacha would generally follow the majority. According to this majority approach, then our Gemara, which describes Atem Afilu Mutan, Atem Afilu Shogegin, is a specific halacha in regards to Kiddush HaChodesh, as Rav Elchanan Wasserman describes in the Kuntres Divrei Sofer. Of course, this is not an exhaustive discussion of this massive and important topic, but a basic background and the basic set of Maariv Mekomos I hope that we've provided. There is a very fascinating tshuva of the Melamed Lahoel in Choshen Mishpat Chelek Gimel Simin Pei Beis, as well as many of Rav Elchanan's writings in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim is very helpful in Chelek Beis of the Kovetz Shurim. And finally, the writings of the Maritz Chias are very helpful as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chaf Hei in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.